The Washington State Liquor Control Board has clarified what customers won't see in new marijuana retail stores. No marijuana-infused ice cream or fruit juice, and nothing that could prove irresistible to kids. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
State-licensed marijuana retail stores are just opening their doors in Washington, and state regulators are still deciding what customers will find inside. Last month, the Washington State Liquor Control Board told processors they will allow sweets, but not if they're presented in a way that's deemed especially appealing to children. I took my kids, Grace and Dorothea, and their friend Laura, to the candy aisle at the local drugstore to see what that phrase actually means.
I think Swedish Fish.
Grace said kids are likely turned off by the plain labels on generic candy.
The packaging affects it. Like, they don't like this. They wouldn't get it if it's in this plain blue. They would get it if it's in this colorful. Like, they love gummy snakes.
But their ultimate favorite is a candy product that looks like a toy baby bottle. Laura explains the appeal.
Bottle pops? Yeah, I see those.
They're like,
I've never had one.
Bottle lollipops, and then on the inside it's like powder, so you can suck it and then turn it inside out and get the powder. It's a little bit sour powder, sort of.
Yeah. State regulators say they aren't ruling out whole categories of candy. They may allow some gummies or lollipops. It's all in the way the products are presented. Dr. Leslie Walker is chief of adolescent medicine at Seattle Children's Hospital. She calls these rules a good start in preventing kids' access to marijuana, but she says the hospital is seeing more kids admitted for accidentally ingesting it.
It doesn't even have to look particularly appealing to a toddler. You know, if you have it out and it's on the table, kids are going to be at risk. And so I think that more around education, more around enforcement, so that kids actually can't purchase it and people are actually checking that.
State regulators note that they are limiting the total amount of THC that edibles can contain. They're also banning foods deemed high risk for food poisoning by the State Department of Agriculture, including anything that has to be kept hot or cold. A.C. Braddock is CEO of Eden Labs, which makes extraction systems for marijuana processors. She says these restrictions are a big disappointment for foodies and small business owners.
And we're a foodie town. So the possibilities as far as pastries and drinks and ice creams and, the list just would go on and on, and restricting that in adult use is kind of restricting the industry for a lot of people who are already in those industries here.
State regulators say they don't rule out more marijuana-infused foods in the future. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.